Sunday, 6 p.m. A clean bed in a clean room, and Dr. White is being reasonable with his pale patient.
Where are you from? How did you get here?
The creature who tasted sound laid back and savored the doctor's gently insistent tone. It was subtle. For me and you, I guess, cranberries with a hint of fresh coriander comes closest. For the creature who tasted sound, it was childhood. Rebirth after what seemed an eternity as a stowaway in a saucer, where he felt as if he'd been sucking on a coin the whole time. A very long time. A very old coin. The saucer's captain was a malevolent being, interested only in building an empire. However, he was cursed with singular vision. Simply put, he didn't notice that he had a guest camping next to the radiator. When the craft landed on a piece of wasteland close to Huddersfield, a single glance through the one window convinced Captain that Earth was not for him. Away he flew. Another planet, another trek. His empire remained pitifully limited. Just himself and the parasites that feasted on his beard, as oblivious of their host as he was of them. The stowaway slipped through the door of the ship and sampled the sound of the rush hour. Ugly and unpleasant, but much better than a very old coin.
Please, can you comprehend anything I'm saying to you?
Dr. Wyatt was becoming agitated. He waved his hands around. Pulled faces, huffed and puffed. The creature who tasted sound tasted the bitter wind of Wichitopia and realized that a response was being demanded of him. He sweated the cranberries and that hint of fresh coriander.
What the hell is that odor?
Barked at the doctor to nurses Peachy and Pringle, who were both blushing profusely. A frown crept across the forehead of the creature who tasted sound. Dr. White shrugged his shoulders and left the room. Nurse Peachy parted the curtains and opened the window wide. The sound of Sunday wafted its way in. Lavender, lilies, licking a licorice ice cream. The creature who tasted sound liked the taste of the Sabbath. Nurse Pringle scratched her head and studied her strangely appealing patient.
"Shall we give you breakfast?"
she ventured. Nurse Peachy concurred.
"He needs it. Look how skinny he is. Poor lamb's as white as a sheet."
The girls' voices soaked into the Sunday stew, and green-jeaned ants dribbled royal jelly onto the tongue of the creature who tasted sound. Breakfast was classically English. A Wedgwood plate with two fried eggs, rashers of bacon, a field mushroom, toast with butter, a cup of tea in a china cup.
"Sugar?"
The creature looked at the serving, a shade bemused.
"Well, I have tea. Eat up, enjoy!"
laughed Nurse Peachy as she stirred the tea. She stirred the tea. The sound of a spoon in a cup. Rhythmic. New. Delightful. No comparison. The lost ingredient. It needs a name. This succulent spice needs a name. Joyously, the creature that tasted sound tapped a knife on the plate, first softly, then louder, louder. That taste, that glory, absentium excessor, rich, wholesome, complex, yet so fundamental. Louder, make it louder, the taste of triumph. The taste of dawn under a new sun. The taste of creation. The beginning of everything. All the flavors. All the worlds. The vast, expanding, delirious, delicious taste of... The creature that tasted sound momentarily passed out, and the plate dropped to the floor, smashing to pieces. Fried egg dripped from the soiled sheets. Sausages rolled under the bed. Nurse Peachy and Nurse Pringle shrieked uncontrollably, hysterically. Sulfur. The room reeked of sulfur. Dr. White burst into the room shouting,
"What the hell are these things? Nurse, clean that up now!"
Which upon reflection was a truly tasteless remark.